On the other side of Libya, to the east, is Benghazi. That's been the headquarters for the rebel leadership since the uprising against Gaddafi began in February. The BBC's John Lyne is in Benghazi and describes the mood there today.
Obviously on the streets they're absolutely elated. It's quiet now because it's Ramadan and everybody sleeps through much of the day, but at night it's crazy with gunfire, celebratory gunfire, and people out on the streets cheering and partying and singing. That's the people. The transitional council, the opposition body here, seem a bit more nervous. The head of it, Mustafa Abdul Jalil, has arrived back here from a meeting in Qatar. He said they're now not going to move to Tripoli today or tomorrow as they had been planning to kind of set up the what would be the new government, effectively. They're not moving yet because it's not secure enough. And at the same time, he's offered an amnesty to anyone who either hands in Colonel Gaddafi or kills him. But they're also saying that they're now prepared to see Colonel Gaddafi leave the country and have safe passage if he renounces the leadership of Libya. So I think that's quite a big concession, a sign perhaps they're not quite as confident as you might think they would be after the recent dramatic events that they're about to take complete control of the country.
There are still some small pockets of pro-Gaddafi resistance in Libya. Any of them near Benghazi?
Quite large pockets, actually. You've got mainly his hometown of Sirte, which is about halfway between here and Tripoli. Tripoli is on the western edge of the country. We're quite near the eastern side of the country. And blocking the road in between is this substantial town of Sirte. It's his hometown. He's bestowed many favours on it, so the population are better disposed to him there than elsewhere. More important than that, he's got big military bases there, and a lot of people who fled, his loyalists who fled from this part of the country, fled and are now there. So there's a lot of people there with a lot to lose. And there's no sign really yet that the opposition fighters are even threatening it. And there are other strongholds as well, a place called Sabha in the south and another place in southern Libya called Jofra, both of which are in substantial military bases with people loyal to Colonel Gaddafi. So I think that may be what the opposition have in mind when they really, really would like to see Colonel Gaddafi out of the picture, because only when he goes, really, I think, will they be able to establish full control of the country.
John, let me get back to the National Transitional Council. It's based in Benghazi, as you said. How solid is their leadership? Do they seem determined to lead the country now, or have they given themselves really one real goal, getting Gaddafi out of power?
Well, they've certainly set up a kind of roadmap, a plan for the future under a lot of Western urging. They've sat down and done a kind of constitutional plan and so forth about what steps they'd do to set up a constitution and have a constituent assembly and so on. However, the leadership at the top has always seemed slightly strange and disparate. You have Mustafa Abdul Jalil. He's a former minister for Colonel Gaddafi, albeit only for 4 years, and somebody who still emerged with a fairly good reputation. But nevertheless, so there would be suspicions against him by, obviously, you know, outright opponents of Colonel Gaddafi. But more than that, he's always seemed, frankly, a slightly strange figure, a distant figure, not very charismatic, not one coming out to make great speeches. He's said a lot of slightly eccentric things in the last few days. Yesterday I saw him saying he'd put himself on trial for his role in the Gaddafi era. Not the kind of language you might expect from a leader in waiting. So, and there are other figures, perhaps in many ways, who seem more competent, more managerial, more charismatic than him, lower down. So there is potential for a clash over the leadership. That said, I personally think the whole issue of divisions within the opposition has been overplayed. So far here in the east, it's very peaceful. It's quite well run, it seems. The streets are kept in order. The lights are on. The electricity's on. There's petrol in petrol stations, gas in the petrol stations. And it has not fallen apart. It has not fallen into chaos here by any means.
The BBC's John Lyne in Benghazi. Thanks very much, John.
My pleasure.